Well, rather a strange week this week. No PGA Tour event. Admittedly, the World Cup of Golf is under the auspices of the PGA Tour of the United States, but it's essentially an international event, so no PGA Tour event as such. We'll also have a look at the Casio World Open, the second to last event of the season on the Japan Golf Tour. And we'll have a look at the Hong Kong Open, the European Tour event, where Australians have had a very good record over the last few years. We've seen the likes of Wade Ormsby, who was a defending champion this week, Sam Brazel, who won it in 2016, and Scotty Hend also won it two or three years ago as well. So Australians have got a really good record in this event, and potentially they could add to that this week. We'll start with the World Cup of Golf. Of course, it's difficult enough to find a winner of a tournament on any given week, really, but when you throw in the permutations of a team's event, the combinations of foursomes and four-ball between the two-man teams from each country, 28 countries in the field, then it is really a difficult one. But certainly Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman will start as the favourites, but for mine, $4 for them on most betting agencies or thereabouts is far too short given the permutations involved in this sort of format. I love the format, like the event, but disappointing that the event is really bringing together the leading world-ranked player from any country and his selection of the second player in the combination. And I think that's perhaps a fault of the World Cup of Golf. But certainly Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith, the second and third highest-rated Australians, present a pretty strong combination. Of that, there is no doubt. But at $4, I guess you have to decide whether or not you see that as value of any sort. The English side of Tyrrell Hatton and Ian Poulter, of course, these two players were both members of the Ryder Cup side, the victorious European side. At the Ryder Cup, they didn't play together, but they both did okay in their respective combinations of playing either four ball. I think Hatton played with Casey and Poulter played with McIlroy, I think, on one occasion. So they've got plenty of experience in this format, the four ball and foursomes format. And I think they present a very strong combination. And at $8, they certainly, for mine, represent better value than Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman. The Americans, I guess because they're America, will start at $9 and have to be considered because of who they are. But really, when you consider that this is the 15th and 16th ranked Americans in the world ranking, they're a long way down the rankings. I think it's very disappointing that the Americans haven't been more strongly represented this week. But they're both good players. I mean, undoubtedly, and they're going to be some sort of a factor, you would think, but perhaps disappointment that the Americans haven't fielded a much stronger side this week. The Chinese side of Li Haotong and Ashun Wu have both played very well on the European Tour this season, especially Li Haotong, who in recent weeks has been putting together a lot of very strong finishes. And Ashun Wu did win in the Netherlands. He hasn't played quite so well in recent weeks or recent months, but he did win the KL Open a few months ago, and he's a very, very good player, a several-time winner on the European Tour now. So that's a good combination, I think, Li Haotong and Ashun Wu there at $17. And the Korean side of Ben Ahn, who was 10th at last week's Australian Open. He was in the lead at one stage before finishing 10th in that event. And Se-Woo Kim, a former Players' Champion. He won the Players' Championship in the United States in 2017. He did finish second at the Heritage this year, did Se-Woo Kim. So a pretty good combination, you would think, for the Koreans. And they're at $15. So, I mean, we can go on and find combinations and reasons to maybe consider a lot of other teams. But I think in terms of winning chances, Smith and Leishman, but the value is not there. Tyrrell Hatton and Ian Poulter certainly, I think, at $8 are probably worth a serious consideration. Kyle Stanley and Matt Kuchar at $9 because they're Americans, and I suppose we have to consider the Americans always to be some of the favourites. And then China and Korea, also chances to win the World Cup of Golf at the Metropolitan Golf Club beginning on Thursday. We'll go up to Hong Kong for the European Tour event, the first event of the new season. Of course, their 2018 season finished last week in Dubai. Tommy Fleetwood will start the favourite along with Patrick Reed, the American. Fleetwood was sixth in the event last year. He's had a brilliant season in 2018. And at $7, he shares favouritism with Patrick Reed, who, interestingly enough, was third here in 2015. He was seventh in China recently, second in Dubai, Patrick Reed last week. He is the Masters champion, so there's a lot to like about his chances. He seems more than capable and more than prepared to play internationally on a regular basis, so he's at $7. I think Rafa Cabrera-Bello, he's had a very consistent year. He played well in Dubai, played well in China, and he certainly played well in Korea as well of late. So he's had several good finishes of late, and importantly for his chances this week, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, the Spanish golfer, he tied for second last year in this event, and he's at $12. So for mine, I think that's pretty good value. And then a couple of Australians, I suppose we have to consider Wade Ormsby, who's played quite consistently this season on the European Tour. He is the defending champion, so that gives him some sort of a chance here. I think he's playing better right now than he was when he entered this event last year when he arrived in Hong Kong to tackle this event. So I think Wade Ormsby and Jason Scrivener was third here in 2015. He's had a pretty good solid year. And if you were looking for two players to extend Australia's very good record in this event, I think Jason Scrivener and Wade Ormsby would certainly be those. Maybe worth considering Miguel Angel Jimenez. I know he's a veteran now. He's well into his 50s. But he's been a four-time winner of this event. He was seventh last year. He just seems to love this place. He loves the golf course at the Hong Kong Golf Club. He's at $61. And I know it's going to be hard for a guy that's 53 or 54 or whatever he is now to actually get up and beat these whippersnappers, so to speak. But I think Miguel Angel Jimenez might be worth a couple of dollars just for a bit of fun at the $61. So that is the Hong Kong Open. It gets underway Thursday morning our time at the Hong Kong Golf Club in Hong Kong. The other event we'll keep an eye on this week is the Casio World Open. This is the second to last event of the Japan Golf Tour season. It's followed next week by the Golf Nippon Series, which is essentially their end of season tour championship. They actually have another tournament that's named the Tour Championship, but next week's event brings together a lot of the leading money winners on the Japan Tour. But getting to this week, Shenju Han, the Korean player, he's the defending champion and he was fourth in 2016. He's not won in Japan this tour, but he's had plenty of good finishes. He was 10th last week at the Dunlop Phoenix tournament with the last round of 67. So he arrives on Shikoku, which is the fourth of the mainland islands in Japan and the smallest of those four. It's to the southeast of Honshu. But Sengshu Han, the Korean golfer, I think is a very good chance this week. Shugo Imahiro is at $9. He's amazingly consistent this season. He's a favourite. Has played okay here in the past. You wouldn't say he's been startling, but he's done okay. And at $9, I suppose when you get odds under $10, you have to consider the value. But he's certainly a player that you would think is going to give you a sight, given the consistency that he has shown this year. Yuta Aikido was the winner of this event in 2016. He's at $15. He was seventh at the Visa tournament, the Visa Taiheo tournament, a couple of weeks ago. He won 3 months ago on the Japan Tour. He's won 20 events on the Japan Tour at just 32 years of age. He's really been one of the most prolific winner of titles on the Japan Tour over the last 10 to 15 years or so. And so Yuta Aikida, I think, is a real chance to have a good week this week. And he is a winner of this event previously in 2016. As I said, Brendan Jones, the Australian, was third last week at the Dunlop Phoenix. He was second in this event last year. He just seems to be coming into his own again now, Brendan, after several injury issues and other things. The last 12 to 18 months, we've started to see Brendan Jones get back to where he, to the sort of form that's seen him win 14 times on the Japan Tour and be the leading foreigner ever on the Japan Golf Tour in terms of money won. So, as I said, he was second last year, third last week at the Dunlop Phoenix, and he's had a couple of other top tens of late, has Brendan Jones from Canberra. And at $19, I think that is pretty darn good value. And the other player worth keeping an eye on, I think, this week in the Casio World Open is Jun Gon Hwang, a Korean player. He was the winner in 2015. He's having a fine season. No wins this year, but he's been twice runner-up and once third on the Japan Tour. That third place coming at the Visa Taiheo Masters tournament just a couple of weeks ago. He's at $23 and as a previous winner and in some pretty good form at the moment, then he probably represents some good value amongst the four more favoured players. So those are the players we'll be keeping an eye on at the Casio World Open. Shengshu Han at $13, Shugo Imahiro at $9, Yuta Akita at $15, Brendan Jones at $19, and Jun Gon Hwang at $23. So good luck with your investments this week. Bet wisely, bet responsibly. I'm Bruce Young.